All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, R. Mustang, by himself. And right now, I just want to have a conversation about the state of humanity mentality, honestly. Because I'm just so confused that we live in such a construct of it's okay to lie. It's okay to bullshit, paint this. And, like, everybody want to live in this PG-ass world. Like, you know, oh, we don't say this, we don't do that, whatever the fuck. But yet, this whole society embraces that. Like, for people, religion, if y'all so against sex and all this shit, why y'all having kids out of wedlock? Why is all their people that's within the church y'all the freakiest motherfuckers? Y'all can never stay faithful in a fucking relationship. Y'all can never mind y'all business. Everything that you judge everybody else for, y'all motherfuckers be doing the same shit. But the only difference is because you go to church once a week. Or however, it doesn't matter how many times you go to the fucking church. But the fact that you go to church and you believe that all your sins could be erased just like magic. If that's the case, then people won't remember you for all the shit that you fucked them over for. People won't remember the scars they left upon them. If that was the case. If you know, I'm not even going to go too deep into that. Let's continue on. The way how we do politics, they just paint and lie a picture. That's all. It's advertisement. Whatever the fuck. They just talk their shit. Oh, we're gonna make change. Democrats are shits. Democrats are liars. Republicans are the ones. We're the best or whatever the fuck. But to my people of color with a conscience, when the fuck have they ever stayed true to their mean? I say that the closest they ever stay true to whatever the fuck they are talking about or whatever they say the changes they're going to make the benefit of people is of their own kind. Come on. Like, when are we going to stop living in this loop? I'm seeing ads and shit of, like, you know, oh, this black basketball player, you know, you think he would have stayed humble if he would just kept caring about getting, like, you know, championship rings and all that shit? He got to give back to his community. Man, get the fuck. Y'all act like y'all be doing this shit. Y'all act like every NBA player actually give a fuck about giving back to the community. You act like the people that own NBA, the behind, like the big boss man, so whatever the fuck. You act like they give a fuck about anybody else's community. Like, these not the most grittiest motherfuckers on the earth. I'm just mad confused. Why the fuck? Everything I look at want to tell me or want to paint this bullshit ass story of everybody want to be like Batman. I got all the money, I can make changes and all that shit. But none of these niggas do that shit. The richest man don't give a fuck about anybody else but theirself. They barely give a fuck about their own family. But here we are expecting the greater good out of humanity. These are the leaders that's running the world, influencing the world, influence the next generation. But yet we want to sit here and argue. Like, I really find it dumb that men is arguing with women to say that they are the worst. And then here are women arguing with men to say that men are the worst. When if you look at the bigger picture that is problem within both fucking communities of genders, you would have the results that both of y'all ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Women ain't shit. Wow, welcome to this ain't shit ass society. Now that we've woken up, swallow the fucking pill and everything, what are we gonna do about it? Oh, we just gonna keep arguing with each other? We're not gonna make no changes. We're not gonna show examples of what a healthy ass relationship look like or what it means to be with somebody that actually, like, what are we looking for? From the woman's side, I'll be hearing some good perspectives, but a lot of it just come back to materialistic shit. For niggas, I be hearing some good points, but you be wanting a woman to do everything in the relationship and y'all not offering anything outside of money, because you have money that's equal to her doing all this bidding and all that shit. However, let's go back to women. If a nigga is like that and expecting that because he pay bills and you offer everything or whatever, you gotta give everything else to him or whatever the fuck. Here's the problem. You can't really argue that outside of leaving the relationship. That's my honest opinion. Because the only way you can argue that shit, if you got your own stability. If you're able to be stable on your own, then you can argue that statement. because you have your own bag as well. And honestly, I don't know why niggas prefer women that don't have a bag. I'm not saying that women can't offer anything or you shouldn't date women that don't have anything. What I'm saying is, why the fuck you would date a woman and as far as you let her grow, it's just under your wings. Like, she don't have a bag of her own. She don't have no business. She don't have a platform. None of that shit. You didn't build none of that foundation for her. But once you go and everything, we all shocked that, oh, how could she move on so fast? Because she in survival mode, dipshit. She in fucking survival mode. Her best option is to move on. She don't have anything. And for the niggas, y'all only on this short term of shit. Y'all can only look as far past as, oh, well, I got to take care of my family, bro. That's what it matters. Really? Really? Is that all it what it matters? That you can only see you taking care of your fucking family? Like, not everybody here on this fucking planet got a family to take care of. See the bigger picture. Maybe if we were to come together, we can eliminate a lot of fucking problems. What are your family dealing with? Are they struggling with food? Okay, cool. My family, we got a farm on our side. We got another but farm, but we lacking in, tools or some shit. Oh, we know the mechanic. Oh, cool. Like, nobody can come together. What is the point gathering all these fucking skills and shit, and nobody can come together? Nobody asks this question. Nobody is, like, really trying to think outside the box. Like, read between the lines, head ass niggas. Where are y'all at? Y'all have scientists telling you, look, damn it, if we keep going this direction, we doomed. We are doomed. And then what? Fuck that. My real question is, how people enjoy luxury life when there's people warning us that, yo, we are limited on resources. We are limited on this and that. The planet could die in a couple years. How is it fair that only the rich can enjoy a luxurious life when the world is dying and the rest of us just gotta work hard till that end comes, till you die or some shit? Well, I don't know. I feel like the majority of y'all motherfuckers is retarded, stupid, dumb, whatever the fuck. Y'all gonna meet your demise one way or another. And you know what? You won't see it coming. You won't see it coming until it's too late. And you're going to ask this question. Why? Why?
I saw you look over here. Trying to take a little peek at my car.
Champion don't need a cheat.
We play no mistakes. Alright? Just like always.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Oral Mustang coming at you live once again.
I would say honcho, but this nigga went through a ginger change.
All right, first of all,
why your mouth? Yeah, why you playing with you like that, G?
And then you got your boy Ken Nas. But this nigga decided to change his name, just like every person that want to change their he, she, they.
Already been changed. I just don't use the name on here.
Okay. Well, you changed it on Xbox?
No. Oh, well, that's what they call me.
Archangel?
No,
this ain't Pancho, bitch. They saying like he's going to heaven or something.
Oh, because I am. Heaven or hell. Whatever side I choose to pick, I'm going to ruin both.
Right.
I'm going to run both sides of the spectrum, my G.
I don't know. Jesus might fuck you up.
Did he see that video? At this point, look, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. I had a dream that one day I'm gonna end up fighting this nigga when I go to heaven.
Oh, Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, why the fuck you do this to me? Waka, waka,
waka. I feel like y'all gonna be mad disappointed when y'all go to heaven.
Man, if I go to heaven, I'll see Jesus. I'm gonna be like, yo, were you mad that you died before getting pussy? Listen. I got the no!
Like, so here's my question. So if heaven is considered like one of them places that they don't do like a lot of shit, what is something that might be a turnoff for y'all to say in heaven? Like for example, no sex. No more eating meat.
I'm gone.
Just after sex. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You got a stroke.
See you in hell, bitch.
Well, shit. Sorry, I need my dick lit.
I'm a squirrel trying to bust a nut.
So what happened? Everybody in heaven is in their prime. Like they, everybody just looked bad as shit. Better. But there was like no sex.
Well, like I said, nigga, I'm going to hell. So yeah.
Here come the ugly bitches. I come for them.
You ain't. There's nothing you gonna say that's gonna convince me to make a mistake. Or what I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the drug, the weed in hell is probably much better than it is in heaven.
I can't argue that. A weapon, since weed is a plant, a weapon weed was like only in heaven.
Cause I mean,
I need my dick. Well, weapon, you don't have that desire.
You know,
like when you just walk into heaven, that desire just gone.
The case may be for the sin that you've committed. Who's like to say robot. That you won't even make it to them gates, nigga, to even smell that goodness?
Bro. No. I need my desire.
Why haven't you... Y'all still have to work in heaven?
I'm basically gonna get fired every time. Right, fuck so you. I'm dead. I don't gotta work.
Most of you guys, I'm going to my room.
I'm dead, bitch. Are you trying to have me work?
Of course. I know you're waiting for the king. So right now we're doing Uno, Dare, ladies and gentlemen.
In the card, we have Pit.
And that would be your turn, too. All
right. In the card we are playing with when it comes to the Dare rules is this show-off card.
Which
contains... No, do not. Do not. Do not do it.
Don't tell them shit.
What, just leave it as a surprise?
Right, yeah, bitch.
But you act like the viewers can't fucking see what's going on.
They don't even fucking... That's the point, bitch. Have them use them ears. Have them tell them motherfuckers.
They imagination.
Clean your ears out. And like he said, use your imagination.
Just imagine we all dressed in bunny costumes.
What?
Whoa.
I don't do furries, my G.
What's the card?
I don't think
I'll
actually.
Wait. So, just on that question. So, if a bad bitch was wearing a furry costume, you wouldn't smash.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucker, but I'm not wearing no fucking costume.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if a bad bitch throws a ball of furry, you ain't gonna ball a furry.
Man, you got me fucked up.
Man! I'm putting on that furry.
It depends. Wait, will you just do a regular animal or will you do like. We do like a regular animal. Wait, what the fuck? Why is there a one here?
Where do you see a one?
That's a nine, dickhead.
There's a one.
But that's a yellow card.
But.
What, nigga? Why is there a one right there, dickhead?
What are you talking about? Isn't the card yellow?
Number stackings.
Oh. What you doing numbers? Ew.
Wait. Draw two, nigga.
And
it's like draw two.
Mm-hmm. You don't
have to go to left. No, I'm just saying, if you put down the wrong card. Y'all niggas. That nigga's weird.
Says the nigga who was just talking about wearing fucking costumes.
I mean, you brought it up the conversation, though.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Totally, I brought it up.
Wait, was you talking about like a furry bunny or like the Playboy bunny?
Like furry bunny.
Oh, I was thinking about the Playboy.
You wild, my G! Yo, who mad is this? I'm in that time I was wearing some bunny.
With the skin tight.
You imagine? I just got my phone back on for real. What are you doing, girl? Mm-hmm.
Your turn. So, Honcho is going by Art Angel, ladies and gentlemen. Those are what you're going to refer to him as.
Nick, what?
Yes, indeed.
The waifu Lincoln Baba.
Art Angel is the motherfucking name. Say it, don't spray it.
I don't know what that is.
Yo, say it, don't all right, so it. How you feel about the women that take their like period blood is, and then mix it in
push
with
that they, bitch.
Mix it in with their perfume.
I promise you, if I ever see a woman, oh, I'm going to knock her fucking head loose. Don't do that shit in front of me.
She didn't do it in front of you. She just already made it.
As soon as I give me some fucking Xbox 5, hell yeah.
Ripping, son.
I'll show up.
Alright.
If
Bit
ever
tell
me that, you can just ask him.
Here's my question to you.
I put a three out.
Wait. Did you already put down
a card? I put a 3 out, bro.
No, no, no. But did you put down a card before this?
I put down a six.
I put down a six. Somebody. So I put down this.
Oh, it's nigga, it's your turn. Nigga, I'm all thinking it's my turn and shit.
So how will you feel? So apparently this is a thing. So women is mixing a perfume with a period blood. And it's supposed to be like some, like supposed to be a way to attract men. Is it what they hormones and everything? Where the fuck? How? Would that be like a new custom?
Let me sleep on that. Let me sleep on that, nigga. I'm gonna be a top one. I gotta sleep on. I gotta do some research.
You stuck in a big tree.
Hold up.
Listen here, young whippersnapper.
So I'm asking, would that automatically be a turn off?
Nigga, or? I'm dissing. I gotta come back to you with that. Nah,
no, bro. We ain't doing that shit. I gotta come back to you with that. Bitch, if you gonna wear perfume, not period perfume.
When you say it like that, it's different.
Apparently, hold on. So apparently there's this thing going around with bitches mixing their period blood with their perfume.
It's supposed to attract men with their hormones.
We got bitches out here mixing their period blood with their perfume.
And then there's also women out there that's making that shit out of desserts.
So who turned it?
I'm a sock that bitch.
I just put that in.
It's your turn, my J.
No remorse.
Did you put down a 9?
No.
Listen,
yeah, I put down a 9.
I'm a... Listen, bitch. We fighting off
the Let me get a tray, yo.
We fighting all day, every day.
It's a tray in the...
That shit... As soon as I say... As soon as I go to say, ooh, you smell good. What is that smell? Oh, this such and such perfume mixed with my period blood.
Bam!
Oh, that's my promotion shit.
No cap.
Wait, was it in the box?
No cap. That shit gonna be just like this. That shit, you smell good.
What's hey, that? You put me on there.
That's that number. Nine. What,
anonymous geese one?
Yeah, my name is on there, anonymous.
That's that Chanel number 9 with the period.
Wait, who's 0?
I'm about to leave a period.
I don't know, is that, that's his 0? That's your green 0?
The 0 0?
I just threw out that means 0, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see no tree down here, bro. And I just grabbed it out the box.
You don't see the tray.
This big ass one?
Yeah.
No, man, we're small ones.
You could have just looked in the middle of the joint and you would see it.
I see that's what I was looking for to get. That's a big ass tray. That's a big ass fucking tray, bro. That's what's wrong with you. All right, my turn. You about to do what? All right, let's see. Let's get this shit cracking. All right, I want you to do Dare 13, bitch. Draw two or do a dare. Nah, bro, stop. Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
It's a draw, too?
Nah, you can't challenge that because you got to do either or,
where
my dude.
Where does it say that I can't challenge that?
You got to do either or, bro.
Where does it say I can't challenge that shit?
I would see it that way.
Exactly. You got to do it either or.
It's there, nigga, so it's either you going to pick up them.
But if I have a draw,
listen, I ain't going to argue a draw, too, bro. If you had a regular draw, too, you're talking about I won't argue
it's not a regular draw, too. Exactly. So it's either you going to draw that, too, or do the fucking dare.
Which one? It's either one. Either one or, bro. Either one or, bro.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't play card games, man.
It's one or the other, my G. You can't challenge that. You cannot challenge that. You can't. You can't. It won't make that's cheating.
How is
That would be cheating. Cause it's a game. The name of the game is called Dare. The whole object is to get you to do a dare or not do a dare. So if you can challenge that, what's the point of doing the dare, my G? What's the point of putting a dare?
If
on
you have another fucking dare, it would make sense.
No, why? Where is the logic in that? Cause then what if you didn't draw two? So what's my dare just go out the window, my bitch?
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
And go on to the next fucking point.
Man, if that's the case, we should have just played the regular.
Exactly. Like, nah, come on, man. Let's play the drum correctly.
What do you mean? You didn't even look at the rules. You didn't even look at the rules. How you going to say look at it correctly?
Go ahead and look at the rules. If it says play it out, that's what we do.
I quit.
Oh, man. Wow. That's like the hat in Harry Potter, bro. You can't challenge the hat.
But if you have another hat.
You can't change the hat, bro.
Why you can't change the hat with a hat? That's stupid shit. Now.
So what you gonna do? A draw two or a dare?
I didn't even feel like reading all the fucking.
What you gonna do? A draw two or a dare? You gonna draw two? Why you wanna do a dare? I gotta find out what's the dare. Alright. Number 13, my man, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first
dare. Pretend all your clothes are itchy. Until the next turn.
Yo, this nigga getting me fucking bed bugs and shit. Fucking itchy over here. I think I got crabs.
Alright, come on, Mr. Itchy Pants. The color blue.
I lose my turn. Actually, no, it's not. It's my turn.
Yeah, the color blue.
get the scratching.
That's cool. I see y'all.
Get the scratching, Mr. Itchy. Don't you need another hit?
Damn.
Hold up. That was too funny. You're not scratching.
I am scratching.
Hey, you're rubbing.
I'm rubbing.
Listen, you know the consequences if you don't do the dare right? Come you on, gotta draw two cards.
Come on, Tyrone, baby.
I'm them itching.
You got it.
I need to file itching.
You got it scratched. Yo, next time you catch a rubber, his next turn he gotta draw two cards.
Come on, Tyrone. Can you fucking go?
Oh, wait.
I'm like, damn.
Alright. Double skip, reverse is your turn, bro.
Go ahead. So technically, should my turn be over in 5?
He's scratching my G.
Wait. How you gonna skip me and then you gonna play reverse?
I played two skips. So I skipped you and him. Oh, and then yeah. And give it back to him. So start scratching, Mr. Itchy. Until your turn is a present again.
The next time you make a burger,
you can't skip on a blue reverse, my G.
Oh shit! That's my fault. I keep looking at the fucking.
You get a bow on that one. You get a bow because you could have used the other hand, but you know you get a bow. And it's crazy. It's crazy though. It says the dare is only justifiable to the person who made the deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real.
That's why I said you gotta scratch. Just scratch. Why you gotta scratch, my G? That's your turn yet.
You gotta
scratch.
And you tell me I can't challenge. And you tell me I can't scratch. Doesn't make sense.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Then you gonna draw two? So, no. You don't read it, bitch.
So
you gonna
dare
do draw
two?
What is the two dare?
You got no. It's either you draw two or do dare number three.
I need to know what dare number three is.
You either choose, bitch.
How?
One or the other.
What do you mean?
Pick one or
the
then other.
Then I knew what the fuck the other one was.
No, because you said I take the dare, and
yeah,
I
said
it.
Let me see what the dare is.
Nah, you don't see. You either take it or don't.
Fuck you, dare. How about that?
All right.
All
right. At least you got to stop itching.
What's the color?
Oh, color is. Red.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can challenge this.
That's crazy. You can't challenge no drawings in this game.
Wait, which direction are we going?
We don't complete numbers.
It's on this
way. We don't numbers, right?
Yeah, just numbers. You can't challenge no draws in this game. Cause every draw two got a dare on it. You can't challenge none of them draws.
Nigga. There's two different type of dares.
There's a wild dare.
Right.
And there's
what
a
the
regular
fuck is that? Which is like a fucking draw four.
Yeah, but it's a regular draw too.
If I would have had a regular draw too, then I would be like, alright, I can't do that.
Listen to me.
Nigga, you cheating?
I don't know who the fuck that was, so.
Nigga, you cheating, man. No, I'm not.
But what's up, white girl?
Yo, this nigga got two cards.
What's there up, white girl?
Man, fuck her out of here. I'm gonna call her white girl if I want to. It was all fun and games, right?
Okay. I ain't no bitch though, so I'll take it.
You taking the dare?
You taking the dare?
Number seven.
Speak only in grunts until your next turn.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, you can't talk regular on the phone either, bitch. Mr. Grunt Grunt, what you doing?
Color is green. How's your day going?
You said what color?
Green.
Green. Fucking bitch.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Okay. Dude, Dare 16.
Oh, draw two cards. I draw fucking two, bitch.
You can start writing now, Mr. Grunt Grunt. First of all. You stop grunting now. Blue.
I ain't about to reach all the way across the table.
Cause it was X.
Mm-hmm. What card you get?
Not the card I needed, so. Yeah. Next.
Hard to move on when you always regret what?
Your turn.
Udo. There you go, my dick.
Grudge music.
I don't like this game. Who card is that right there?
What?
Oh, that's mine.
But why?
You got anything?
What do you mean?
You got anything over
here? What do you mean?
My enemy.
If you got a reverse.
Of my enemy is my friend.
Man.
What if he do
have
a reverse?
He
don't
want to
help you.
I fucked up and played it already.
It's already a yellow, red. I mean, red.
Red? There's a red card down there, my G.
I said yellow, red. Does it have to be a one?
It could be a red.
It just has to be a red, my nigga.
It don't have to be a one. As long as it's a red.
Refill.
I have a lot. I keep forgetting real quick. Dubber stacks.
Yeah, do you got a draw too?
No, but you gotta do a dare or a draw.
Man, I gotta draw too. How about that?
Are we really doing this again?
If I can't challenge a wall card, I should be able to challenge
a regular.
I told
you
regular,
you can't challenge either because you gotta. It's a dare, bro. You have to challenge the
it
deer.
It doesn't make sense. They got all these dares and you can't bounce that shit around.
No, because why is it said,
the game is called Uno Dare.
Uno Dare. You have to accept the dare or not. If you deny it, then you eat the two cards. You don't send it on to the next motherfucker.
That's the whole point of Uno.
No, this is not regular Uno, my G. You can't treat it like regular Uno. All right,
but let's see if it is.
All right. It says...
At this point, my nigga, just go on YouTube and have somebody pull up a video of these niggas playing this shit.
That shit doesn't make sense.
You got your cards.
Yeah, it says you must choose to draw two or do a dare. You must means you have no choice.
So with that being said, we deal them cards out.
You must.
So I'm guessing
you heard it first, ladies and gentlemen.
You must
take
shit.
That dare and take them two calls.
You must.
No if, ands, or fucking buts.
You can't challenge it. You can't. You might want to, but
word
you can't.
For the people that's making Uno, where's the fun?
the fun is the dare, bitch.
No, it's not. I'm just here taking shots and I can't do shit about it. And then what make it worse? It's on
Damn,
the three way, bitch.
Damn. That's how we gonna see that fourth card. We gonna make that jump crazy. We gonna have to make that like a.
That had to be about like. You gotta take shots or some shit.
Yeah. That gotta be the drink card.
Drink. They gotta be drugs related.
No, the first five, weed. No, it's 16 of them. So the first so eight is weed. The last is drinking.
We need to go get some of that moonshine.
All right, so what drugs are we willing to accept that could be on this card? Like, I'm down for acid, shrooms.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, weapon, we have every two for a basic.
I ain't playing that fucker.
I did shrooms. I did shrooms.
If people trying to be down with us on Uno, Dare, House Rules and shit, and y'all down on that type of time, y'all trying to have fun and all that shit, who's down to join us on Uno Dare?
Don't be pussy.
Because clearly, kids can only stay in the kid lanes. So.
Yeah, right, bitch. You got me fucked up. Like, you not gonna have me out here go home wild and shit and tell me how to fuck. No, you're not gonna white boy me. Like, you
need
this.
I don't need you to. I don't need you to go on and, like, you know what? Maybe be that.
Yo, I'm already fucked up in the head. You gonna give me some real hallucinating fucked up drug? Then I'm already on my G. Yeah, I might fuck around and go kill somebody.
You know the one drug I want to do that we can't do because it's not over here on this side of the planet.
What?
I wanna lick one of them frogs.
You fucking weird.
It's a tree set.
You can do like I said, the first eight times. Like, you gotta hit the blood eight times without releasing. Hit the blood two times without releasing. Like, you gotta hold it all the way to your next turn.
Let me card again.
No. You feel me? We can do like that. Like, you could do California.
So I cannot count.
we could do California for the first eight. Like, we do California holds. So you get there, you do the first one, you get one, you gotta puff the Dutch one time, and you gotta hold it, and you gotta take a big puff. If it's one, you gotta take a big puff. Then hold it until your turn come back again. And then nigga, you get skipped, reverse, and you never get a fucking turn, and you ain't fucking run, die.
Big puff, little puff.
The only time you allowed to take little puff is that you take it more than three puffs. You feel me? You can speak.
When I said that, I was referring to, like, you do it, if you do that there more than the first time, one puff. You do it a second, if you do that there more than two times, two puffs, three times.
But there's more categories.
I know.
That's why I said each one. So each number, like from one to eight, you feel what I'm saying? Depending on how
I got one question.
What, bitch?
I'm not talking to you.
But I'm talking to you.
I don't know. I mean, I understand y'all right next to each other, so why the fuck is both of y'all in the call?
Hello, ladies. I mean,
first off,
he rude as shit, don't want to introduce you to nobody and shit, like, fuck, he's just stingy. So are we playing with the same gears, or are we switching it up?
Listen, cuz.
We're staying with the same gears.
I woke up and chose violence today.
I woke up like this.
Yes.
Alright, it's your
infinite,
turn.
Infinite bonus on too.
So either take the dare.
I know, bitch, what's up? What's the dare?
Okay. Alright.
Keep talking.
Number 12.
I'm the only one that's probably the only one that's not gonna skip any day.
Talk like a supervillain until your next turn. Come on, villain. Villain like Hancho.
Hey, you, the peasant. When is it going to be my turn again?
I don't know villains who talk like that. Talk like a villain.
I mean, technically,
he must not have seen fucking. He doesn't know who Bazarak is.
It
says a villain, not a super villain.
It did say super villain. It said, talk like a super villain.
But technically, anybody can be a super villain.
No, anybody cannot. No.
But it is by his... Wait, it's
by
my
your
saying.
Thing. It's by your thing. So, it's cool.
So, shut the fuck up.
You right. I'm on my business.
Right.
Here, you little shit.
They go to you, bitch.
I
gave it to him. He gave it to you. How?
You gave it to me.
He gave it to you. You gave it to me.
No,
I gave it to him.
You gave it to me to give it to him.
How, bitch? Who did you pass to first?
Yo, are you treating the session like fucking? Every time this nigga hit reverse, he been switching to the fucking rotation.
No, I have not. Yo, fuck out of
here, bitch. Listen, at this point, I'm gonna be rolling this blunt.
Didn't I pass it to you?
Yo, bro, you did not pass it to him.
Yep, yo, did, who handed
it? I've been handing it to him.
Bro, okay. Bro, you wanted to look me dead in my face and you didn't see
yo,
me.
Yo, Cat, Mr. Capilot.
I saw you.
Mr.
Capilot. You just keep having to play games that's one track.
Listen, I don't know. Mr. Capilot.
I'm not a cat.
Bro.
I just see it through
the bullshit. We gonna plant these motherfucking things.
Oh, you found a seed?
Mm-hmm.
Also,
I'm gonna go right to five and below, get my money that I'm
think about saving up to get a crib.
I know, you said that already.
And then I'm gonna order one off of Amazon.
Would it be beneficial to get a crib big enough and to just get all of us in there?
Maybe his dumbass, but not me.
What? All right, but you talk about having a house and studio session and all that shit, right?
No, I'm thinking about buying a spot that could be like a house. Because I need somebody to stay there overnight to protect their equipment
right.
And all that
shit. But why not find it?
You could do it don't matter. But the house that you got, they gotta have enough space where you can do at least build a studio space. I don't care about the
is it a house? Does it need to be a house or a condo?
It gotta be a house. It gotta be a house that you can buy that you can buy out. Like, and they gotta be like a cheap ass house. I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Y'all grandpa you right now.
I don't give a fuck that bitch beat the fuck up to the point where we can fix it. And that's what I'm looking for, something that we can fix up.
In Philly.
So if you can find like an abandoned house somewhere around here that you might like the neighborhood of Philly call, but it gotta be somewhere where we can rejuvenate business and customers all at the same time. I'm only saying that because this you gotta look at it at a business standpoint. You feel what I'm saying?
I did pass that shit.
Yeah, look at it from a.
You just handed it to me.
Yeah, right, because you headed the wrong way.
It been going this way.
Right, so listen, the Dutchie always goes to the left hand side, my G. He started the rotation wrong. You feel what I'm saying? You didn't give it to me first, you gave it to him first. So we want the rotation to go this way, right? Or this way. How we want the rotation? To the left hand side or the right hand side? How we moving this? Left hand side?
I said it sticks with the
left hand side.
Clockwise, man.
Clockwise or counterclockwise, man.
Clockwise.
All right, Dutch, you go to the left hand side. So your Dutch coming to me after you finish rolling that bit. So what I'm saying is, it's good if you want to do it that way. But if you want to do it that way, use your house as a business platform as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what I was telling you before. You gotta get your ALC, get your license, you know, to operate a business. You know, open up your studio.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And we only gonna start with the studio first because you still need a house to be comfortable to live in as well.
Mm-hmm.
With us, if you just go buy a house for yourself, I was like, all right, then go do you, and we, and then once you get your house, we will then focus on getting us a place. Well, we can do both instead of just one.
You already know my living luxury is simple as shit.
I know it's simple, so, but at the end of the day, I still don't want people running through your house.
Right.
That's why I come in with the shotgun and just blast through.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. However, I'm already on the mindset of business. Like, if we were to turn the whole basement into like a
studio.
Right, which I'm already planning on having like a podcast and set up shit.
Right, studio. It's a studio.
Right.
Studio,
yeah,
no, not like a like
but you're saying it's not as like public.
Like when I say a studio, like a recording studio, like where we make music and stuff like that.
All that shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, for the media part of it, like the videos and shit like that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it won't be that. No, that's what I'm saying. Like I can't be a
reading. That's why I was thinking of a condo.
Because a condo, we can't do nothing to a condo. You know what I'm saying?
If you
had to buy a whole building, a condo is just a section in the building.
Yeah, I want to buy the whole building. Like how it's set up.
If we can buy the whole building, then you know what? Then I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. We can do both.
Because the
condo living space is upstairs, and everything be going on downstairs.
That's what I was thinking of.
Right, I wouldn't mind that, but that's a lot of money. And then we gotta do remodeling. We also have money to remodel it at the same time. So you not just.
So there gotta be a guaranteed profit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to do it your way, and just I advise you to just buy a house cheap, like a fine house that needs to be worked on, because then you still got a place to stay. You know what I'm saying? You're in a rush, but you're not in that big of a rush. Me, my brother, you, and him, we can all go fix that bitch up. Buy the material we need.
That's content right there.
And that's if we can get a camera recorder, we can record us doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Post that shit on YouTube and some shit. Have a constant flow of our revenue and what we doing right here.
At the same time as well. That could be. How would you feel about doing a YouTube channel about that? Like fixing up shit.
I'm cool with it. I didn't ask.
You didn't ask.
I didn't ask. Your turn, bro.
So we starting off on some bullshit. I don't think I like to be in the middle anymore.
What's up, bro? I ain't like how he did that to you, even though the game just started and he already got you to act all goofy and shit. He acting wild.
This is coming from the nigga that hit me 2 times.
Hey, after all the comments was blown over and that's all.
First of all, my hands is high, bitch.
Man.
I'm in the middle.
I said.
So whoever dictates the one to switch fucking lanes and shit, that's the only person I can't.
It's not my fault. You
and now they told me that the draw two, it doesn't even make sense that you said, fuck, I'm gonna let it go. You said that's rude.
It's the rule.
Fuck it.
Can't count it.
Fuck it. I'm just saying it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
If I got one and this nigga got one, and I know you got one card, it should be the balance. If so, that motherfucker could collect that shit. But you know, that's just me. That's what I'm doing. I got crackers.
You sounded so sad.
I ain't make one of them. I ain't make the shit. I just play the shit. Okay?
I'm just saying, you know, fuck you. How about that? Skip your turn. It's your turn again.
You're skipping.
Damn, that's cool, bro.
That's cool. So bloody.
Look at the animals. Wait, what happened to your villain accent, motherfucker?
My turn came up. Yeah, his turn came.
I
gave it back to him. No, he did it. He did three of them. He did the laugh. He said, come in, something. And he said, take this.
Right. But I was so far. You would just have to bring the whole attention to where I know you. That's why.
Cool. Buddy.
All right, it's your turn.
I'm in reverse. It's right there.
This nigga, man.
My turn. Thank you, bro.
You see why I attack you? You see
what? That's the only fucking card I had that I could use.
No, I'm just saying, like, I could be aiming at this nigga, but no. You know how I do? I just like to switch colors in this bitch.
I do.
That's
a blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, blue one. Shit. But that other idea, too, content wise.
Yeah, shit. Watch it.
Like, I have no. If I change the camera, just gonna see all that shit.
See the build like that, just the heartbeat board. You know, if you just joined our channel.
Alright, hold on.
I'm high as fuck and I'm confused right now. Wait, so if I throw out a different code, a different number, can I still stack it?
Is the number stacked?
If it's still a one, yes.
If it's not a one?
No. If you got a blue, and a different number and you still got them numbers, yes.
So if it was like for example, let's say since it's a one. If you would have had like a one in a different color, you can stack that.
Right, but if you got like a different color with different numbers with that, you can stack it.
No, I have a blue, but it's a different number.
You can stack it with the same number as well, because you know, you still follow the code.
Is it the same color? Yeah.
Yes, yeah. You still follow the code of Uno, yeah. Which is you allow to play the same color.
This way, right?
About
to. I don't like it when you're behind me.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Oh no, homo shit. I like it when I'm behind you.
Reverse Uno had been
active. Yo, I was at the game. I said, yo, anything that's long been playing a game, bro, it's gay when you playing with a bunch of niggas. It's now gay. The color is gay. Because I'm gonna tell you why it's gay. Because everything you said.
How you gonna check me, nigga?
I know how to play. I understand, but you a cheater.
Yeah, I'm a cheater.
Yo, you cheat, bro.
I'm a cheater.
Bro,
I'm a cheat.
Cheater, bro. Yeah, my kneecap showing. My kneecap is out. I wasn't sucking dick, though.
Maybe the baby wasn't made out. I can't take it. Maybe the baby wasn't so wrong about the baby. This is the sussiest episode.
Hey, you know, people say you got holding kneecaps. You suck a dick.
You know what?
I was
letting
you know, I wasn't doing it.
You know what?
I've been washing my pants a lot.
A wise man once said, it ain't gay till it's fully in there.
I don't know the wise man who said that shit.
If it just took me just 10
seconds. Like, I'm not cheating. yes, you are.
No, it.
Yeah, you are cheating.
Because I worked on some of my car for one time, that made me a mechanic.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. You're not a professional mechanic, but you're a mechanic.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Oh, because you sniff crack one time.
What?
Don't mean I'm not a crack. Yes, you are.
Are you talking about crack or like a butt crack? Yeah.
Yo, if you eat ass one time, you're an ass eater for life.
I do, bro. And you deserve your own.
It's your turn.
You put down the two?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's my good time. Oh, I choose violence.
You choose violence?
Yes, I do.
He chooses violence. Dare or draw it?
What's up with it?
All right, number two. Do the runaway model walk across the Oh, we gotta get this on camera, my dude. Hold up. Your runway is right there at the door. And you gotta do it to the couch, my dude. Let me move the tea out the way. And we gonna get this bitch on camera.
Why you got the tea for don't come?
Because I'm coming for him, come on. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. We gotta make sure this shit is right. All right, I need you to put on some modeling music.
First of all, I'm recording.
Now listen, then who got a phone?
Nigga, phone? I'm recording. You can't have any off the music.
Alright, ready? I'm gonna be
there. Oh, yeah! No, you gotta like stare at the camera. You gotta do that little turn.
Shit out with her.
Why you look like somebody, auntie?
Alright, that's fair enough.
And why your Bottle Walk theme song is like a fucking
Hogo music?
No, it's like Sims.
I don't know, that's the only thing I thought about.
You're a real disco motherfucker, but there.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't reflect it.
You know.
Right. Number 10.
Ooh,
excuse me. The tables have turned.
I can't read the card because the card says it's down.
So pass it over.
I'm going to slide it to you.
I need to read a couple cards. You perfect for this.
I'm going to drink the two cards. A little too hard over there.
All right, so the dare was you had to act like a total diva until your next
time. Oh, yeah. I'm going to hit those two cards. We're not doing that one, no, sir, Lee Bobber. No. Your turn, G. I'll eat those two bugs.
Coward. What's the color? It's a yellow draw, too. Oh, you felt me now. Nigga.
Damn, that shit was down there, huh?
swallow.
Goddamn.
Breathe,
that shit went down the wrong pipe. There's a lot of juice going down the wrong pipe. You almost died.
Like, damn, how dare you? Die before your next turn of the rotation, motherfucker. Alright, so the problem is, you skip every, well, you skip me and went back to you, but you use another skip. So, it's gonna go back to me. You fine with that?
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Alright.
You play stacks. Is that two or three?
Nigga, that's three.
You skipped yourself, dickhead?
No, wait, did you?
You all you did was skip him, that's all you did.
No, but wouldn't it just skip you?
No, you skipped him, then skipped me.
No, that's him. Skip you, skip me, went back to him, but then he skipped you. So wouldn't it just go back to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's all he did, he just skipped
me. Are you sure?
No, wait. He skipped me, bang.
Then skipped me, and then he had another skip, so that would skip you.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you could have used two skips and then use another card and save that another skip.
Yeah, but
I'm trying
to play it.
But hey.
Once it hit the mat, you can't take it back. Alright.
Wait, which direction were we going?
We were going this way.
Wait,
you was falling behind me. You made me draw, you made me try to do the three.
Wait, so if we
you were trying to make me
your turn.
How?
Because skip. And then he had another skip.
Oh yeah, my turn. Say that.
See, I'm the only one paying attention, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not that I'm not paying attention. I'm just getting lost in it.
You got hit with another draw too. And it's number five.
Yeah, number five. That's Reading. What you doing? All right, my man takes the dance like a robot until your next turn.
What is this superhero beat
saying? Oh, robot dance set, my G. It's your turn. That's not a robot dance.
Wait, what color is it?
Color green.
Perfect. Number dare.
Yo, where is my robot dance, nigga?
Are you gonna take the dare or take your cards and put it?
So, you gonna do the dare?
What? Yo,
yeah, I'm gonna do the dare.
Alright, so.
Where's my robot?
So, you gotta talk to the player on to the left of you like you're, like they're your celebrity crush. Yeah, let me know how awesome I am. Tell me my dick is big.
You got the biggest titties I ever seen in my life, yo. That's a real shit. The way you be acting in the movies, especially the new, but cause I got two celebrity crushes. Alright, cause I like one, which is Megan Good, and I like the other one, which is Gabrielle Union. You know, you got big titties like Gabrielle Union, though, so I appreciate that. I like that. You give me something to look at. Second of all... there's no disrespect to Gabrielle Union. She got big titties. Just about
it. Wait. So, the continuum of that, you still feel the same way about Megan now?
That's Gabrielle Union. You got titties like Gabrielle Union, my G. You just need a bra, it'll fit perfectly. And just to believe, like, yo, I'll pull up a picture of Gab right now, my G. Yeah, it's your turn. Yo, I'll pull up a picture of Gab right now, yo.
Color's green.
Color is green.
Green.
I think Gab got bigger titties than
what, Megan?
Yeah.
Alright. Number 13. Try to do something different. Oh, it's the same draw I had. Pretend like your clothes ain't your bitch.
Oh,
alright,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's like a real crackhead fiend.
That's fine.
I said real crackhead fiend. No, no, like you said, I get to choose how fucking serious
I'm
gonna
be. I
told you what the crackhead feed. Yeah. Get all in the deck, nigga.
My deck's gonna hit you. Hey,
All right, it's your turn again. And is the color going to be fucking yellow?
Yo, you should put a yellow erase my teeth.
I need a car right now.
It'll be a yellow erase my teeth. Go ahead, my G.
That's a yellow, right?
I appreciate it. I was getting kind of itchy. And I was trying to smoke, but I was trying to smoke and I like got at the same
time. You could figure it out.
I could.
Just drag your toenail across the table.
Is this that, Jay?
Yeah, will you trust a nigga like that?
Fuck no.
Yeah, why is there?
Tight towel.
Yo, I'm down bad. You bad, bro?
Tight towel, you on. You on a whole different level.
All right, who turn?
Your turn, G. You need a reverse, my cuz.
Yo. Conspiracy theory.
Man. You need a reverse, my G. Finest.
Motherfuckers trying to take you down on you when you at the top.
I'm tired of giving my man these dares, right?
I would just take too far.
I'm tired of having to give these to him. Like, it's not like color green. But, you know, this is what happens when shit goes like.
What's the color, first of all?
Green.
Your turn.
Wow, gold.
You put down green 6.
You know, the things go down this way. Like, I don't want it to be going down this way. It's not my fault. It's really his fault. He gotta take a card. You gotta feed him a card, man. Fuck.
Yo, dad just why wouldn't have a card, nigga?
Hey, peeping, cheating.
You are welcome to grab another.
No, take your turn, cheating ass cheater.
So I'm willing to replace the card.
Cheater. Take the card.
Who said that I didn't have the card?
Because you do. Uno.
Yeah, you don't got nothing for this.
Wait,
first of all, shit, it's on me.
Nope, it's hitting me.
So you got plucked? So you got plucked? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm too long.
I knew it. I knew it was a fucking other draw, too.
Yo, technically, if y'all can challenge a draw, too, because y'all would never...
That's not, stupid. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense.
They all never be able to get me. Cause I had every time the deal get deal, I get too many of them bitches. I be having like three of them.
That's why I'm saying that like making sense that I can't just bounce that off.
You can't.
All right, fuck this. Put in the Harry Potter show. How
about that? You want to feel like you want to get your one up?
I want to feel like I have a fighting chance. I feel like it's just one sided.
I kept getting lost and confused.
What, because of the dare? Or
alright, so look, next time we play this, we'll play it our way. And then what we'll do is only ones you
can't. Everybody add some seasoning to that.
Listen, only thing you can't challenge is a wild. You can't challenge a wild.
Yes, if you have a wild draw, it's like a draw four.
Come on, man. You gotta be able to still be able to play the game, bro. Yo, you gotta still be able to play the game, bro.
If you have a draw four, if you get hit with a draw four, and you have a draw four, you feel like you'd be able to put your draw four for the next person to take that?
But listen to understand, the name of the game is called Dare. I understand we eliminating one of the dares.
Yo.
But come on, you can't eliminate both of the dares, bro.
Let's treat this like the horror movies. You can yeah. You can bounce that off to the next son of a bitch to do that shit. Yes.
So that means the villain also gotta have a power to have some type of leeway. Come on, you gotta come on. Leeway? No, like you only way you can balance it out. If the hero got something to beat him, he gotta have some way he can still try to win, but still lose at the end of the day. If you're gonna do that, you still gotta make it justifiable. Like I said, I already gave you the fact that the draw twos, that the ones that you can challenge is the regular draw twos, not the wild draw twos, just the regular ones. Which is fair. Even though with the deer, it will come along after everybody already been challenging them drones. Like, oh, no, I'm not taking the deer. You take the deer. All right. You feel what I'm saying? And then after you either take all the cards that's been sitting on the pile or do a deer. But with a wild card, bro, you just go ahead and let that one slide. Just let that one just go. All right, dude, if somebody play a wild card, you either do a deer or draw two cards, bro. It's only fair. It's only fair. That's drawing. That's too many times you sitting there doing
but
that.
But there's so many fucking draw too.
That is
making the game so one-sided up.
Playing the green for years for that one. Alright, man. Pass off the goddamn cards.
I'm just saying. You could just easily sit on that shit. Potter.
What's your dope? Fuck all this shit. Hold on. You think it's time to switch up?
Switch what? Oh yeah, definitely.
You might want to wipe it.
When you walk past, you can turn that fucking AC down for like fucking legs.
I mean, had nigga kneecaps.
Right. My ass and my legs get cold and shit.
I see the white flips.
Welcome to the Pocono.
This shit making my leg feel like I got like arthritis. This is starting to hurt.
Alright, first of all, move your teeth before this shit gets spilled. And you gotta open.
Racist cops and all that. No, fuck that. When it comes to like terrorists and all that shit, cops find some type of way to arrest this nigga peacefully. Like, they would go so far as to let a fucking high school shooter roam around the school doing his rounds and shit, and then sit outside. We wait for him to come outside when he done. He only got one gun and one clip. That's 20 bullets. That's 20 victims. You know? That's the worst it can get. He wanted to come outside, bitch. Or just like recently, so I'm not sure that y'all know, but recently, I think it's in Texas, one of the prisons have a corrupt, every prison got a corrupt system, honestly, but this particular prison that's in Texas, male inmates was paying the guards to be the rush into the female cells and then rape them for hours, and then what the guards would do would bully the victims, the female inmates, into submission of like, you know, comply, you know, whatever the fuck with this or whatever the fuck not. And the reason got caught or you know with this shit, but I think this should show like, one, when having a fucking prison or I guess a jail system or whatever,
any type of containment
system. Yeah, has been good in history, like at least in United States standards. The way how our system is to punish the inmates, you know, make them even more of a worse shit human being before they got put in there. How the fuck we expect them to come out of that shithole and then be too adjusted to society? Niggas would be like, niggas get put in there with flip phones was a thing, and then they come out like iPhone screen touching and all that shit. People glued to their phone, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm in a motherfucking fat matrix and all that shit. Like,
what the fuck is going on?
I came out here and motherfuckers just had the little camera drone. They were just, when you want to take a selfie, you just pull that shit out, take a camera flip. What motherfuckers doing on their phone? Or like when they got put in jail, like fucking dancing and break dancing. When people were like yo, you trying to get in a dance battle? People expected, like when they got put in jail, like doing like robot dancing, all that shit, or whatever the fuck, get crumpled, whatever the fuck.
Pulling out cardboard and boxes.
Yeah. And stuff, yeah. But now it's like the TikTok dance. Like, nigga, what you doing? And they just staring at you.
Right. I should have said
it. Yo, it's so cringely when I see little ass kids doing this shit in the market, and they swear they're killing, or whatever that's coming in their head. It's cool to say in your own lane. I'm just saying it's cringely to me, because I don't see anybody being unique anymore. It's just everybody is like copy and paste now. Shit's weird. Like, how you think you killing it when I see like 50 other people doing the same shit? And I don't know about you, but there's a certain level when it comes to me, I have to be unique. When I'm playing a game and I get to like customize my character, if I see someone with it rocking the same outfit as me, I gotta change my shit or change the color, whatever the fuck. Like, as an artist, like if I would have had, like, I do have an artist name, or I'm working on it. But the point is, as an artist, if you have an artist name, I'm not using little anything. There's too many little fucking rappers already.
That shit reminded me of that T-Pain rant. He was having the same conversation on his little podcast and shit. It's like, I'm tired of this shit. Everybody's doing the same fucking shit. Everybody's sending me all these same shit fucking beats. I'm sick of that shit.
Fucking bitches, it's cars.
There's too many people already doing that shit. We got Lil Baby, Lil Wayne, Lil Nas. There's too many fucking levels. Everybody need to stop doing the wrong shit. But he's right though. Everybody's trying to fucking, nobody's being original and shit, you know?
But we are not rewarding those people for being unique, for being original. We're not rewarding them. We reward motherfuckers to copy paste, and that actually comes from the colonizers. Believe it or not, do your facts, do your research. I shouldn't have to explain to you this shit. This shit getting real tiring, especially when they play this out. Listen, it's not a taboo. If you see this shit out in the open, like for example, hip hop. Before hip hop was taken over by the colonizers and all that shit, I was looking at them like, damn, how the fuck did we start rock and roll and all that shit? And then these colonizers took our shit so bad that we would bully motherfuckers if they listen to different music that was outside what was acceptable in the black community, right? But come to find out, we started it. How you gonna bully somebody for exploring music, first of all? But let alone explore music that our ancestors has created before these niggas, turn their image that they only own this shit, or they the only one that do rock and roll or whatever for them. And then the crazy part, it wasn't even that long ago. This was like in the 50s and the 40s and all that shit. I mean, there's like 75 years ahead of time, but that's not even 100 years. Or, matter of fact, we dead ass grew up in the last generation that give a fuck about the past. Like, when I was growing up, my mom had, like, CD collections. She had movie collections. Like, everybody had a collection of something.
Right.
And the collection wasn't present. It was like, you know, throughout their whole life experience. Like, my mom's music collection, she had blues, jazz throughout her life. Or maybe, you know, something that she picked up from her mother or some shit. Like, you know, it was like a whole journey. Like, you could see with her growth, like, and her taste and shit. Like, you know, you ever, or maybe you ever went back to an old song and just like, damn, like, this is giving me memories. Like, I remember I used to fuck with this song. Like, it could be embarrassing or some shit. Like, for me, when I go back to my rock music and whatever, I just be like, yo, I'm really emo as fuck in my rock music. Really emo as fuck. It's like, you know, fuck home, I'm gonna pack my shit, I'm gonna leave or whatever fuck. It was like, I was really an emo kid, but I was broke as shit. I knew I couldn't leave or whatever fuck, but it was like the express of the music. It was like different. But the point that's trying to make, we live in a society now that we don't give a fuck about the past. How the fuck are we supposed to evolve or give a fuck about history when we don't even look at it? We're only looking at the present or towards the future. We don't even acknowledge the present, really. We don't even live in the moment, really. We used to do shit with just like, fuck how anybody feel or what everybody think of me as. I don't do me. But now we looking at it to like, yo, like, you see fucking
Kurt and Karen, you know, their life and everything. They on the yacht, they doing this, they taking bomb photos and all that shit, and don't even look inside their life. They just automatically, I see them with all this materialistic shit, I think they happy. I want that. I want to do the exactly what they doing. Come to find out the original source, they not happy. They painting you this picture to sell or whatever fuck for their lifestyle, or you know, just the image that's a uphold or some shit or whatever fuck, just to make it seem like they happy or whatever fuck not. But these niggas not happy.
Alright, this world is a fucking lie.
Everything's a fucking lie. I remember my teachers like used to tell me like there's only certain jobs you can get, but they won't acknowledge like other creative fields that you can get into, like being a comedian. Like, where do I, like, I feel like I shouldn't have to wait to be an adult or go to college to learn how to be a comedian. I feel like when it comes to like school already take 12 years out of your life. What the fuck are you doing with these 12 years? If I'm not using these 12 years to explore and find myself or whatever fuck, then this whole system is useless. Especially we know for a fact that the system is made and bred to fucking reproduce robots. You are a robot. You're a product of the system, ladies and gentlemen. And if you didn't know that, I'm sorry to inform you, you are a dumb fuck. It is what it is. But the school system is bred to fucking brainwash you to become puppets, robots, to do repetitive tasks day in and then day out on barely minimum wage that can... minimum wage doesn't even fucking... it's not even enough to live in this society, honestly. Like, what, you bring home like $600 to $700... Motherfucker, that's a rent. Shit, that's not even rent anymore. Because they want
this shit. Fucking houses and shit. They want, like, yeah, you gotta be able to bring home, like, $2,200 every month.
And that's, like, that's started to become, like, the norm. Like, you know, $1,500, $2,200. And this for, like, one bedroom. I'm like, nigga. Why am I paying? This doesn't even come with a full shower. It doesn't even come with a kitchen, or it does come with all these, like, you know, these basic shit, and they act like, yeah, I can charge high prices because I give you basic shit. Oh, you get AC in your apartment. Nigga, who wouldn't have an AC in their apartment? Like, it doesn't get hot in this bitch. Oh, you can have a washer and dryer. Everybody can have a fucking washer and dryer, my nigga. But because you added a washer and dryer, that made my rent go up like $700? Okay, alright. You got, you know, community Wi-Fi. It's not my own personal Wi-Fi, bitch. And is it even good? Wow. you get a community gym. That is cool. I do like that. I do get a community gym. That's cool and all, whatever the fuck. But, like, does that still add up to, like, me paying $2,200? And I don't even own the bitch. This is just me renting.
Just the fucking moving is more than fucking renting.
Oh, so yeah, so when you first move in, they want first, last, and then security deposit, which is just considered of, like, you know, it basically paying the last month off whenever you decide to move. But you have to for 3 months ahead of events, and then you have the audacity to dictate, like, you know, you got to have to make this certain amount of money. So even if I'm able to afford that price, they could be like, we're not willing to, like, let you live here. You got to make this certain amount of money. Or you got to have a certain amount of, like, credit or whatever.
Eat my butthole.
And then it was like, and sometimes it makes sense. Like, you know, good credit shows that you're able to pay shit or whatever fuck not. But there's people with good credit, and they just ain't shit. Like, they don't pay their bills on time or whatever fuck. Or, you know, they trash your place or some shit. Or they not... like, they can't even dictate the age requirement. Like, they would be more invested to let old people buy homes because they know they're going to live the rest of their life there. But we don't live in a society that appreciate or support people that's on a venture. Oh, you just want to live here for a couple years so you, like, find somewhere else better? All right, cool.
Adventure time.
It's like, we have this one track way of doing shit, and we don't support anybody else that want to take a different path or want to do something else. And then this one track mind, it always comes to a stumble somewhere, like Hollywood. You dictate all the movies to preach or be woke and all this, and no one want to support your shit. But instead of investing in people that could come up with original storylines or whatever the fuck not, every time you come up with a half-assed idea, you want to put a price tag on it. You be like, alright, nobody else can do this. Nigga, how many human beings is going to be after us? How you going to put a copyright on, like, nobody else can do this shit? Like, we can, how many different ways you think we can fucking make music? How many different ways you think I can recreate macaroni and cheese, my nigga? Like, the fuck? Like, dead ass, like, everybody want to put a copyright. Like, yo, we dead ass was born a generation where we used to go live with music. Remember when you could go live on Facebook and play music? You didn't get hit with, like, you don't own this music or whatever the fuck. We gotta shut down your life. But now we live in a world where, like, oh, like, you can do that. You expected to go live with nothing.
Goddamn nobody, you know what I'm saying? You're a copyright.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Especially motherfucker, like, yo. If I'm around your platform, right? Don't you want everybody to be able to thrive and to collect views and all that shit on your platform? I'm like, ain't that bringing in all different type of artists? I mean, my audience. But motherfuckers so money hungry, they know when you collect these audience, like, you're able to make a bag for yourself. But instead of making it bad for yourself, they want profit. Everybody want a profit from you before you can even make anything. Mm-hmm. How you already demanding money out of me, motherfucker? And we don't have shit. What? Center. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Damn, I had something to say too. Fuck, what was it? What was it?
Still thinking.
Yeah, I am still thinking. Shit. Is, how you think you're going to advise your son in the dating life? Or that's question one. I won't let you think of that right now. And then also question two, how do you perceive the dating life would be by the time your son comes?
Absolutely horrible.
No, yo, like, rape is becoming common in the high school. Like, rape was already, like, a thing, you know. It could happen at any age, anywhere, anytime, but it's like, it's really becoming common now, highly, like, abroad, everywhere. But, like, you would expect the last place for you to be raped is, like, on the high school grounds, let alone, like, principals and shit trying to, like, cover up that shit. Or that the worst punishment they could give the student is, like, 3-day suspension, like that.
Jail.
Yo, what's going on with you Texas motherfuckers? Y'all Texas niggas, y'all on some... Y'all on some weird shit. I can tell these niggas don't truly appreciate life.